In the morning.
Open your eyes, sleepyhead. We've already been awake for hours.
Yes, we have. 8:13 on the Moody of the Morning Show. And this is Tuesday, January 16th, 2018. Time for What's on Your Mind with Dr. Mitzi Kalin from Thrive Psychology Group in St. Joe. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to a snowy morning.
Exactly.
So what's on your mind today, Dr. Mitzi?
Today, our topic is OCD, or Obsessive Compulsive Disorder.
All right. Now, I hear OCD thrown around a lot, and I probably have a general idea of what it is, but let's take a true definition for listeners and tell a little bit more about it.
Sure. So OCD, or obsessive compulsive disorder, it's an anxiety disorder. So it sits underneath the umbrella of anxiety. Anxiety can manifest in a lot of different ways, and this is just one of them. So OCD specifically is characterized by uncontrollable, unwanted, so they're very intrusive thoughts, and then repetitive ritualized behaviors you feel compelled to perform. So if you have OCD, you probably recognize that your obsessive thoughts and compulsive behaviors are irrational, but even so, you don't feel like you can resist them or break free from that cycle. Some people say it's kind of like a needle getting stuck on an old record. So OCD causes the brain to get stuck on a particular thought or urge. You know, an example is you may check the stove 20 times to make sure it's really turned off, or wash your hands until, you know, they're raw or cracked. A really easy way to understand OCD, it's the experience of, if I don't do something, if I don't do X, then something very bad will happen.
That's interesting. So can you explain the difference between obsession and compulsion then?
Sure. So obsessions are thoughts and compulsions are behaviors. And okay. I'll explain that. Obsessions are involuntary and intrusive. Like I said, they can be images or impulses that occur over and over again. You don't want to have these ideas, but you can't stop them. And, you know, unfortunately, these thoughts can be disturbing and distracting. They're often not, I guess you could say, they often don't fit with who you are. So
they're not based on reality necessarily.
No.
It's all imagined.
It's all imagined, absolutely. Okay. And then compulsions, on the other hand, are behaviors or rituals. So you feel driven to act them out again and again. And usually compulsions are performed in an attempt to make the obsessions go away. I would say almost always performed to make the obsessions go away. So an example of this is if you're afraid of contamination or germs and you can't stop thinking about the germs that could be on your hands, that's the obsession. That's the thought. You could develop elaborate cleaning rituals, and that would be the compulsion. And it kind of seems like people will say, you know, oh, I have OCD and that's kind of good because my house is clean, or so, you know, something like that, which I guess could be true. But really, the compulsions, they don't last, or the compulsions last, but the effects don't. So we do the impulsions to get rid of the obsessions and you feel temporary relief. But then the obsessions come back.
But it's just an endless cycle. So
yeah.
It's kind of tough to deal with. Give us a few more examples of OCD behaviors so we can kind of better get a handle on it.
Okay, sure. So most people with OCD fall into one of the following categories. So I'm going to stereotype a little bit, and it could be a little combination of these. But we have washers, and when we are washers, we're afraid of contamination. And then there's cleaning or hand washing compulsions. Checkers, when we're checkers, we repeatedly check things. So is the oven turned off? Is the door locked? Is the baby breathing? And these are things you can often associate with harm or danger. We have doubters and sinners. Doubters and sinners, when we have that, we're afraid that if everything isn't perfect or done just right, something terrible will happen.
Okay.
Or they'll be punished. Mm-hmm. Then we have the counters and arrangers, obsessed with order and symmetry. There can then be superstitions about certain numbers, colors, arrangements. And hoarders, when we hoard, when we keep stuff, when we can't throw it away, we really fear that something bad will happen if we get rid of anything.
So if you ever have an obsessive thought or perform one of those behaviors, does that mean that you have OCD?
No, not necessarily. It doesn't necessarily mean you have OCD, but so what you want to look for is if the thoughts, the obsessions, or the behaviors cause tremendous distress, if they take up a lot of your day and interfere with your daily life and relationships. So let's see here. I already talked about those. I don't want to bore everybody with more examples because I think we get it. But I do want to kind of talk a little bit about some tips if anyone's experiencing any of this.
Okay. All right. So
first of all, we have to remember that OCD is a specific form of anxiety. It's a way that anxiety shows up. We also need to remember that rituals or compulsive behavior can actually work to maintain the anxiety cycle. So we're teaching our brains that if we're okay now after we've done it, it must be because of the compulsions we performed. And an example of this is I've mentioned we work with a GoZen program, and they have a great example of this. So there was a woman who was afraid to drive because she was afraid she was going to pass out. And this is a common form of anxiety, just being afraid you're going to pass out. And so she said that never happened because... not because she was healthy and it was her anxiety, but because her husband followed her to work for 20 years every day.
Holy cow.
Now, we know that if there was really something wrong with her, she would have passed out in the
car. Somewhere along the way, she would have,
Exactly. Yeah. And she didn't. And it had nothing to do with her husband being in the car, but you can also see how she would believe that.
Sure, you know, because every time it worked. See, nothing happened because he followed me.
That's exactly true, yes. Yeah. So what we want to do is break that logic cycle because it's just not logical.
Okay.
So a biggest thing that people can do at home is if you're experiencing OCD thoughts and urges, try shifting your attention to something else. So use a distraction. Whatever that is for you, the key is to do something that you enjoy for at least 15 minutes. 15 minutes really will delay your response to the obsessive thought or compulsion. And at the end of the delaying period, reassess your urge. In many cases, it won't be quite as intense. Then you can try delaying for a longer period.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing we can do is anticipate the OCD urges. So when you're, for instance, if you're checking the door, you know, really be mindful about, okay, I'm closing the door, I'm locking it, I'm checking it, I feel confident about it. And then a minute later, when you say, did I check the door? You can stop yourself and say,
yes, I did.
Yes. I took a mental picture. I have to trust myself.
Maybe that's what we should do is use the phone and just take a picture and go, there you go. See, it's locked.
That's a great idea.
Then you can just check your phone. Of course, you're going to check the phone every 5 seconds to make sure it's really true that you're locked.
So true. So we're really just moving the compulsion.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're on our phones anyway, so I may just use that. I appreciate that. A couple other things that we can do, writing down our obsessive thoughts or worries, or create an OCD worry period. Set the timer on your phone, you know, if you're not already checking it. And just say, I'm going to worry for 5 minutes, and then I have to not worry anymore. Self-care, relaxation techniques, exercise, sleeping, all those things that help treat anxiety. But I do want to emphasize here that OCD is a serious condition, and it does get in the way of, you know, learning, kids learning at school, you know, us doing our jobs, getting in the way of relationships, things like that. So easy to see a counselor about it. We usually use a combination of cognitive therapy, DBT therapy, and medication in some cases works really well depending on the person. So I encourage you just to talk to somebody about it.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, you just recognize that it is an issue and then go and try and find a resolution to it. And I'm sure, you know, you didn't mention it, but I'm sure that, you know, we've got a ton of people that have OCD with their phone. They're checking every 3 seconds to make sure they didn't get another message or whatever. And just
so true.
It's a different style, but you know, it's just like, seriously, you know, put it down.
And for, I think, kids who their brains aren't totally developed yet. You know, there's anxiety at school with social situations, and all night long they're wanting to check their phones, making sure nothing changed, making sure they're not out of the know.
Yeah.
And that's not a real healthy thing.
Not for sure. Yeah. Well, it's a lot of information to take in, Metsy. So again, if folks are struggling with that, they can just come and talk to you all, right?
Absolutely, yes. So you can always reach us. I believe our website, I know it's up and running again. So you can check our website at thrivepsychgroup.com. Our office number is 408-8474.
All right. Lots of good information this morning. And if you have any other concerns about it, folks, just give Dr. Mitzi and the team at Thrive Psych Group a call, and they'll help you work your way through it.
Thanks, Pat. Have a good
day. Thank you. All righty.